Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the 29th episode of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today, we're going to focus on three topics. First, we're going to continue with the second of 10 parts dedicated to writing sentences. In today's episode, we're going to introduce our listeners to understanding imperative sentences. After this segment, we're going to continue with the second of 10 parts dedicated to listening and answering comprehension questions about 10 motivational creative stories written by Maestro Circe and published on Amazon in the books and ebooks titled Creative Stories for American English Learners Volumes 1 and 2. Finally, we are going to listen to the first of 24 parts of Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Understanding imperative sentences. In language, imperative sentences are a type of sentence that issues a command or makes a request. They are used to tell someone to do something. Imperative sentences often begin with a verb, which is the action word in the sentence. Let's explore more about imperative sentences and how they are used in everyday communication. What is an imperative sentence? An imperative sentence is a type of sentence that gives a command, makes a request, or offers advice. These sentences are direct and often end with an exclamation point or a period. Imperative sentences are used in various situations, such as giving directions, making requests, or providing instructions. Structure of imperative sentences. Imperative sentences are usually composed of two main parts: the subject, which is usually the word you, even though it may not be explicitly stated, and the verb. The subject, you, is implied in imperative sentences and is understood to be the person receiving the command or request. Examples of imperative sentences. Clean your room before dinner. Please pass the salt. Listen carefully to the instructions. Close the door behind you. Types of imperative sentences. There are two main types of imperative sentences, affirmative and negative. Affirmative imperative sentences are commands that tell you to do something, while negative imperative sentences instruct you not to do something. Both types are important in everyday communication and are used to convey specific messages effectively. Using imperative sentences. Imperative sentences are commonly used in various settings, such as at home, in school, or at work. They are used to give instructions, make requests, or offer guidance. Understanding how to use imperative sentences can help you communicate clearly and effectively with others. Practice makes perfect. Let's practice identifying imperative sentences. Look at the following sentences and determine if they are imperative or not. Please bring me a pencil. Stop running in the hallway. Study for your math test. Could you help me with my homework? Conclusion. In conclusion, imperative sentences play a crucial role in everyday communication by giving commands, making requests, and offering advice. By understanding the structure and purpose of imperative sentences, you can effectively use them to communicate your needs and instructions clearly. Keep practicing and identifying imperative sentences to improve your language skills.
Valerie's Life in the USA, Creative Stories Number 2. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Valerie. Valerie wanted to improve her English skills so she could move to the United States of America and have a better life. Valerie dreamed of moving to America, getting a good-paying job, and helping her family back home. Her dream came true when she applied, won the green card lottery, and moved to the United States for a better life. Surprisingly, Valerie's new life in America did not turn out as she had expected. She worked a few low-paying jobs to pay the bills and send money back home. She got a job working at a pizza place, but it didn't pay enough to meet her budget. After several months, she made enough money to pay her rent and buy food. Then one day, Valerie was hired to work at a local fast food restaurant. When she started her first shift, she met a handsome young man named Paul. Paul was the manager of the restaurant where Valerie worked. Valerie and Paul hit it off immediately and started dating. Paul was the first man Valerie had ever been with, and after they started dating, she thought her dreams of moving to America and finding a good job would come true. But it wasn't meant to be. Valerie realized Paul didn't want to have a child. Valerie knew that she wanted a child more than anything in the world. She had always dreamed of having a family, especially a daughter. After Valerie finished telling Paul that she wanted a baby, Paul said he didn't want to have a child with her. Valerie was devastated and asked why. Paul responded, "Because I am not ready to settle down and be a father." Paul was right. He wasn't ready to take care of another person. Valerie felt hurt and confused. She couldn't understand why Paul wouldn't be ready to be a father. Paul told her he didn't want to take on the responsibility of having a child with her and wanted to enjoy his life. At first, Valerie didn't believe Paul. After all, he was the manager of the restaurant where she worked. Why would he lie? However, as time went on, she realized that Paul was telling her the truth. He wasn't ready to be a father because he was young and didn't want to be responsible for another person. Valerie was heartbroken and decided to go back home to Romania. The night before she was leaving, Valerie had a dream. In her dream, she was in a beautiful place with many people who were happy with their lives. There were children everywhere, and it was a place where there was hope for everyone. When Valerie woke up from her dream, she had no idea what the dream meant, but she knew she needed to stay in the United States and make a better life for herself. As Paul was leaving Valerie's apartment, he told her he was sorry and wished he could change things. Valerie was heartbroken when Paul left, but she told herself she still had a chance with him. She thought she would wait for him if he changed his mind and decided to be a father. A few weeks went by, and Paul never came back. Valerie tried to reach out to Paul several times, but Paul never called or returned her calls. Valerie was crushed. She cried daily and couldn't overcome that Paul didn't want a child with her. After Valerie's dream in her apartment, she knew she needed to stay in the United States. Valerie got a job at a local hospital where she worked as a receptionist. After several months of working there, she started going to school at night to get a certificate as a nurse. Valerie worked hard and studied every day. The hardest part of being a student was always paying for books and tuition. But she loved nursing so much that she made sure she had enough money to pay for her tuition. Valerie graduated from nursing school and started working at the same hospital. Valerie got a promotion and became the lead RN. Now Valerie was working at the same hospital where she had worked as a receptionist, making more money than ever. Valerie was happy and grateful. She now had the chance to live well in the United States. Valerie was very good at her nursing job. Her patients were happy with her, and the doctors gave her many compliments on her doing a good job. Valerie enjoyed going to work, especially at the end of her shift when she saw her patients smile and laugh. Sometimes, Valerie would visit them in the hospital to ensure they were okay. Valerie did everything that she could to be happy. She tried to make her life as good as possible. Raul, the chief surgeon at her hospital, learned from his patients that Valerie was a knowledgeable and caring nurse. He went to see her and fell in love as soon as he saw her. Raul thought that Valerie was the most beautiful woman he ever saw. Raul was in love with Valerie, yet they haven't even spoken. Raul didn't know how to overcome his fear of speaking to Valerie because he was afraid she wouldn't like him. He decided to tell her about his feelings. He told her that he loved her. When Valerie heard that, she couldn't believe that Raul loved her. She was shocked that he would want to marry her even though he didn't know her. Raul explained to Valerie that he wanted to marry her because he loved her and wanted to spend the rest of his life with her. Valerie was touched and excited by Raul's proposal. Raul told her she was the woman he was looking for all along. Valerie was overjoyed to hear that, and they started planning their wedding. It took them several months to plan a wedding, which would be a beautiful ceremony. When the wedding day came, Valerie had butterflies in her stomach. She was happy to see Raul, but nervous about meeting her parents-in-law. They were going to be Valerie's guests at the wedding. Raul's parents were from Mexico, and Valerie was excited to meet them. Valerie looked forward to wearing her new wedding dress. She felt like a princess as she walked down the church aisle. The wedding was beautiful, and everyone thought that Valerie and Raul were perfect for each other. The wedding lasted for several hours. When Valerie and Raul left the church, they were exhausted and happy. They got into a limo that took them home to celebrate their wedding. The wedding was wonderful and memorable, and everyone loved Valerie and Raul. Valerie loved Raul. She loved his family, and they loved her too. She had everything she wanted. Comprehension questions. One. What was Valerie's initial dream that motivated her to improve her English skills and move to the United States? 2. Describe Valerie's experience working at the pizza place and then the fast food restaurant. How did these jobs impact her life in America? 3. How did Valerie's relationship with Paul influence her decision to stay or return home to Romania? 3. What significant decision did Valerie make after her dream in the apartment? How did this decision impact her future in the United States? 4. How did Valerie's dedication to her nursing education demonstrate her determination to succeed in the United States? 5. What was Valerie's emotional state when Paul did not return after their breakup? How did she cope with the situation? 6. Reflecting on Valerie's journey, what do you think are the key qualities that enabled her to overcome challenges and find success in the United States? 1. Valerie's initial dream was to move to the United States, get a good-paying job, and help her family back home. Two, Valerie worked at low-paying jobs to make ends meet, but eventually found success as a nurse after facing financial challenges. Three, Valerie decided to stay in the United States after a dream in her apartment, where she realized she needed to pursue a better life for herself. 4. Valerie's decision to work hard, study nursing, and get a promotion at the hospital positively impacted her future in the United States. 5. Valerie was devastated and tried to reach out to Paul after he left, but he never returned her calls. She coped by focusing on her nursing career. 6. Valerie's determination, hard work, resilience, and ability to overcome obstacles were key qualities that led to her success in the United States.
You are listening to the ebook Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America by Maestro Cersei. Today we will focus on the introduction and chapter 1 exploring the coastal gems, including subchapters, The Magic of Malibu and Santa Barbara's Riviera. You can also read this text online and interact with our artificial intelligence chatbot by visiting the ebook page of our website, www.sersea.com. And now, let's begin. Introduction. Have you ever dreamed of escaping the humdrum routine of everyday life? Of embarking on a journey that takes you far away from the stresses and responsibilities that weigh you down? If so, then I have a proposition for you. Join me on a thrilling adventure through the sun-kissed landscapes of Southern California, where every weekend holds the promise of discovery and excitement. Welcome to Weekend Road Trips in Southern California, United States of America, a captivating guide that will whisk you away to the hidden gems of this mesmerizing region. Whether you are a resident seeking an escape from familiarity or a curious traveler thirsty for new experiences, this book will be your trusty companion on exhilarating journeys that will leave you spellbound. As the all-knowing narrator of your Southern California adventure, I'll guide you through the labyrinth of possibilities that await you. Together, we'll explore the rich tapestry of landscapes, from the majestic mountains to the breathtaking coastline. We'll dive into the vibrant mix of cultures that have shaped this region, and indulge in the mouthwatering flavors that will tempt your taste buds. Our journey begins with the enchanting allure of the Pacific coastline, where endless stretches of sandy beaches beckon you to dip your toes into the crystal-clear waters. Imagine the thrill of driving along the iconic Pacific Coast Highway, with the salty breeze caressing your face as you soak in the awe-inspiring vistas. From the bustling streets of Los Angeles to the charming beach towns tucked away along the coast, we'll uncover the secrets of Southern California's beach culture. But our adventures do not end there. We'll venture further inland, where the rugged terrain of the mountains cradles hidden gems just waiting to be discovered. Picture yourself winding through scenic roads, surrounded by towering pines and majestic peaks, as we journey to the heart of the great outdoors. Whether it's hiking through pristine wilderness, gliding on skis down powdery slopes, or simply basking in the serenity of nature, you'll find solace and exhilaration in every step you take. As we traverse this captivating landscape, we'll encounter a vibrant tapestry of diverse communities, each with its own rich history and unique charm. From the glamour of Hollywood to the bohemian vibes of Venice Beach, from the laid-back surfer culture of San Diego to the artistic enclave of Palm Springs, prepare to be immersed in the kaleidoscope of experiences that Southern California has to offer. But let's not forget the essence of any memorable journey, the moments of indulgence and relaxation that truly make it special. In our quest for the perfect weekend escapades, we'll uncover the most delectable culinary delights that Southern California has to offer. From stylish rooftop restaurants with panoramic city views to cozy beachside cafes serving up freshly caught seafood, you'll discover a wealth of flavors to tantalize your taste buds and leave you longing for more. And of course, no adventure is complete without a place to rest your weary head. Fear not, for I will unveil the best-kept secrets of accommodations that will pamper your senses and provide respite after a day of exploration. Whether you prefer the luxurious opulence of a five-star resort or the quaint charm of a hidden bed and breakfast, we'll ensure your every whim is met. So, dear reader, are you ready to embark on a journey of a lifetime? To break free from the shackles of routine and let your spirit soar across the vast horizons of Southern California? Then grab your map, pack your sense of adventure, and let's hit the road together. Weekend road trips in Southern California, United States of America is your gateway to unforgettable experiences, lifelong memories, and the realization that the world is just waiting to be explored one weekend at a time. Chapter 1: Exploring the Coastal Gems. The Magic of Malibu. Imagine standing on the golden shores of Zuma Beach in Malibu, with the crystal-clear waters stretching out before you like a majestic painting. The rhythmic crash of the waves against the shore and the salty breeze tangling with your hair immediately transport you to a place of serenity and awe. Now, close your eyes for a moment and picture yourself there, embracing the adventurous spirit that pulses through your veins. Today, we're embarking on a journey through the captivating world of Malibu, a haven for surfers, beach enthusiasts, and adventure seekers alike. But before we dive into the exhilarating water activities this magical place has to offer, let's take a moment to soak in the beauty that surrounds us. As you stroll along the shoreline of Zuma Beach, each step sinking into the soft sand, you can't help but marvel at the sheer grandeur of nature. The golden hues of the sun-kissed sands blend seamlessly with the sparkling waters, creating a tapestry of colors that ignite a sense of wonder within you. The waves crash against the shore in a symphony of relentless power, reminding you of the awe-inspiring forces of nature. Now, let's dive into the heart of the adventure. With a surfboard in your hand and a fervent desire for excitement, you venture out to Surfrider Beach, where the world's best waves beckon to thrill seekers from all corners of the globe. The adrenaline courses through your veins as you paddle out into the rolling waves, ready to conquer the challenge that lies ahead. And as you catch that perfect wave, gliding effortlessly along its face, a surge of euphoria washes over you, blending with the cool ocean spray on your face. This, my friends, is the exhilaration of riding the waves in Malibu. But wait, there's so much more to discover. Malibu isn't just about riding the waves. It offers a myriad of water activities to suit every adventurer's fancy. Imagine standing atop a paddleboard, gently making your way through the calm and clear waters of Malibu Lagoon. With each stroke of the paddle, you become one with the serene surroundings, surrounded by lush vegetation and vibrant bird species. The tranquility of the moment allows you to connect with the beauty of nature as you watch the sun's rays dance upon the water, casting a mesmerizing glow. After a day of thrilling water adventures, it's time to take a break and indulge in a different kind of awe-inspiring experience. Make your way to the Getty Villa, a world-renowned treasure nestled on a hilltop overlooking the majestic Pacific Ocean. As you step foot inside this architectural masterpiece, you're instantly transported to ancient Greece and Rome. The meticulously curated collection of antiquities takes you on a journey through time, awakening the historian within you. Every step you take in this magnificent villa is infused with a sense of wonder and reverence for the intricate craftsmanship and storytelling of ancient civilizations. Now, walk onto the balcony of the villa and prepare to be captivated by a view that will leave you breathless. The crashing waves below echo in perfect harmony with the beating of your own heart as you soak in the panoramic beauty of the Pacific Ocean. It is in this moment that you realize the true magic of Malibu. Beyond the glimmering sands and azure waters lies a place that allows you to connect with the wonders of nature, the thrill of adventure, and the marvels of human creativity. As the sun begins to set on another unforgettable day in Malibu, you retrace your steps, filled with gratitude for the experiences this magical place has bestowed upon you. And as you drive away, anticipation fills your heart for the next weekend road trip, wondering what hidden treasures Southern California will reveal on your next adventure. Santa Barbara's Riviera. The journey starts as soon as I set foot on the grounds of the Santa Barbara Mission. It's like stepping back in time, with the Spanish colonial architecture and lush gardens embracing me from every angle. I find myself mesmerized by the vibrant tiles that adorn the magnificent structures, each one telling a story of its own. As I navigate through the exhibits, I can't help but wonder about the lives of the Franciscan friars who once called this place home. The peace and tranquility that permeate the air is almost palpable, wrapping me in a warm embrace. It's a feeling that is hard to describe, but impossible to ignore. And I'm left with a deep sense of gratitude for the cultural heritage that has shaped this region, keeping its history alive. Leaving the mission behind, I embark on a short drive to the Santa Ynez Valley, a wine lover's paradise. The landscape unfolds before me, with rolling hills stretching as far as the eye can see. The vineyards, bathed in the golden light of the sun, create a captivating sight that beckons me closer. As I step into a family-owned winery, I'm immediately greeted by a cozy and inviting atmosphere. The knowledgeable staff takes me on a journey through their finest wines, each bottle holding a story in its own right. And with every sip, I'm transported to the heart of this winemaking region, tasting the sun-soaked grapes and the devotion of those who craft these liquid delights. But the journey doesn't end there. I venture to a boutique winery hidden amidst the vineyards, where the winemaker's passion shines through every interaction. They walk me through their limited production wines, sharing their dedication to quality and the artistry that goes into each vintage. And as I indulge in their Pinot Noir, I can taste the love and care that have gone into every step of the winemaking process. As the sun dips below the horizon, casting an enchanting glow over the Santa Ynez Valley, I reflect on the beauty and allure of Santa Barbara's Riviera. It's not just the stunning architecture or the exquisite wines that have captivated me, It's the overall experience. The sense of history, the connection to the land, and the sheer pleasure of indulging in the fruits of this region's labor have left an indelible mark on my heart. Santa Barbara's Riviera is more than just a destination, it's an experience that resonates deep within your soul. And once you've tasted the magic of this place, it's something you'll carry with you, forever reminding you of the beauty that exists in the world.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.